final tonight at the Little Big Horn. Murray County 28, Chattooga 21. Back and forth game tonight. A little bit of a heartbreaker for the Indians. Murray County comes in here with just fired up. I mean, they played inspired. Most people did not expect Murray County to come in here and get the win tonight. Chattooga started off hot on offense. 80-yard touchdown play on the first play from scrimmage. And then the game's just kind of back and forth after that. Neither team stopping each other consistently. Both teams with a turnover or two and several costly penalties. So, you know, a lot of things to clean up. Chattooga will go into region play with a record of 1-3. They will be at Pepperell next week. So everybody get down there to Lindale, try to support the Indians as they go into region play. And once again, final score from the Little Bighorn, Murray County 28, Chattooga 21.
Ben Gross and Jeremy Burke here for WZQZ Local News. The Bulldogs have their first big test of the season on the road in Shannon tonight against the Model Blue Devils. Burke, it was predicted to be a very, very close game, but the Dogs walk out of here with a 31-12 victory. Burke, it started slow on the first play of the game. It was a modified onside kick that Model gained possession of it at the 25. We kind of made a lot of mistakes, got down 6-0. Our defense held them to 2 field goals, but Burke, after that, the momentum changed and the Dogs just cruised the rest of the way.
Yeah, they just got a steady dose of Toby Maddox. And he just put the pedal to the metal there and scored, I think you said, 2 touchdowns in that first half.
He did.
And just kind of took over the game. Then, you know, Toby ended up getting injured right there before the half. And, you know, kind of changed the game plan a little bit. But I tell you what, Kemp came in and didn't miss a beat and continued to pound the rock, and the Dogs' defense played great.
Broke the moment. Toby Maddox got us on the board first in the 6-19 in the second quarter on a 12-yard touchdown run. That made it 7-6. But on the next possession, Burke, really to me what was the play of the game, Lucas Stoker, the senior linebacker, picked up a fumble for a 35-yard scoop and score. That made it 13-6, and Burke, all the momentum that Model had built in that first quarter just disappeared after that.
Completely disappeared. The quarterback and the running back put the ball on the ground. Stoker picked it up and scored, and it was just all downhill from there for Model.
Well, Toby Maddox led the way for Tryon with 2 touchdown runs. One of them was a 12-yarder. The other one was a 27-yard run. Lucas Stoker with the scoop and score. Also, Cohen Blasky with a touchdown run. And then Andy Ramirez, the All-State place kicker who broke the school record field goal last week. Tonight, he kicked a 37-yarder. And the Dogs moved to 4-0. They have that week off next week. And then 2 weeks from tonight, Tryon will go on the road to Trenton to take on Dade County as they open up region play. Look forward to that. And Burke, like you said, Toby Maddox got hurt at the last play of the first half, but he came out for one play in the second half, I think, just to show everybody, hey, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Got a standing ovation from the crowd over there, so hopefully Toby's going to be all right, and he should be back in 2 weeks. All right, so your final score from Shannon tonight, Bulldogs 31, Model 12. Dogs move to 4-0, undefeated, currently ranked number 5 in the state. Things are going good if you're a Bulldog fan. For Jeremy Burke, this is Ben Gross right here for WZQZ Local News.